we are starting to see some slowdowns ease a little bit. In fact, your delays southbound I-15 don't start until you're passing 3300 south and continue to 90th south. Michelle Rowe?
Traffic is still backed up at 5600 west and 3500 south due to a crash at the intersection. Southbound traffic is backed up to California Avenue. Emergency crews are on the scene working to clear the intersection. Mark Jackson?
Northbound I-15 rolling up out of downtown Salt Lake City to the north interchange. Sluggish, now slowing above Hillfield Road, Davis County. UDOT construction alert planned for late. Lane closures on the I-215 West Belt. I-215 is reduced to two lanes each night and weakened between SR 201 and 4700 South while crews reconstruct the freeway. Mark Jackson.
Listen to KSL in your car. Watch our live video cameras at work. And now, take KSL wherever you go on the all-new mobile app powered by your Utah Honda dealers. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Are you comfortable with the idea of your kid's teacher packing heat? Another group of Utah educators took advantage of a firearms training course during the annual UEA convention today. KSL News Radio's Brianna Bodily has more live. Brianna?
Jeff, this class isn't meant to be an end-all training session.
I tell them to never stop training, never stop learning, never stop practicing with a firearm.
That's Casey Hansen with the Utah Shooting Sports Council. She says they started offering the free training 4 years ago after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Since then, Hansen says the goal has been to get as many educators comfortable around guns as possible.
It starts the thinking process of, what am I going to do?